What's up, Pats fans? Welcome to Totally Patriots.
We have a huge show coming your way this morning. Have a look.
The Pats are back on their turf this weekend and ready to take on the undefeated Bengals for Sunday Night Football. But first, linebackers know how to charge off the line. But Darius Fleming may surprise you with what he knows about horsepower.
Growing up, you rode horses?
I rodeoed. I barreled. I relayed. Wow.
And Logan Ryan lets loose and tilted.
Every Super Bowl, my girlfriend somehow finds a way to get the, to get the puppy bowl on there.
Plus, Professor Fritz goes sledding.
Who let the dogs out? Who? Who? Who?
Get ready. Totally Patriots is about to start.
Welcome to Totally Patriots. Darius Fleming's in his first year with the Pats, and let me tell you something. The defense is definitely where you want to be. He's rubbing elbows and learning from guys like Vince Wilfork, Jerod Mayo, and Darrell Revis. But he's not your typical linebacker, and Romeo's going to help you learn all about that in Pats Chat.
Good morning, and thank you, Ashley. Welcome here into the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, everybody. This morning, I had some students from Norfolk Aggie High School in the house. We love this part of the show. We get to introduce you to some of the players one-on-one. Please help me welcome Darius Fleming.
Come on in. Come on in.
Get comfy. Good morning. Say what's up to everybody. They're excited to meet you. Talk about making the transition here recently to New England. How's it been so far?
It's been great. I've enjoyed every bit of it. I came from San Francisco, so it's a bit of a difference, as far as the city, the team, the way they run things, but everything's been going smoothly so far.
Have you had the chance to get out and explore Boston at all?
A little bit, not as much as I probably want to, but I've seen a little bit, and so far I've liked everything.
Nice. So when you started with the 49ers, Colin Kaepernick, QB, was only in his second year at the time. You come to New England, got Brady, who obviously has a ton of experience. Have you noticed a lot of differences yet just from that by itself?
Totally different quarterbacks. Brady's he's excellent at everything. He's been in this league for, quite a while, and he just knows all the ins and outs of playing quarterback. Colin's still a young guy, still learning, but definitely a up-and-coming star.
Now, the defense has some big names on it, some big guys. What's it like playing with, Wilfork and Darrell Revis?
It's pretty cool, man. Those guys are great players, future Hall of Famers, so... And that's pretty cool just to, be side by side with those guys in the huddle at times and even in practice in the locker room, just to be around them day by day.
Do you have any advice? A lot of the students here, football players or football players watching at home, aspiring NFL players, do you have any advice for them?
Just to have fun. Don't worry too much about, getting to this level because you'll stress yourself out. You're too young. You're still trying to, figure out what you want to do in life. I didn't know I wanted to play football until my freshman year of high school. So right now, just enjoy it, enjoy being young because once you get to my age and you're doing what I'm doing, or regardless if you're playing football or, regardless if you're a doctor, life is a lot tougher once you got to start paying bills and stuff, so enjoy this life.
And the bills get bigger.
The bills get bigger, yes, they do.
So you're from Chicago. Anything that you miss from your hometown that we don't have here in New England?
I'm biased. I believe Chicago is one of the best cities out there, so I just miss, the whole part of being in Chicago, the pizza, the hot dogs,
Deep dish.
But, deep dish for sure. Boston's pretty similar, it's definitely in the weather. So I'll probably get a little piece of that coming up soon.
Absolutely, absolutely. Any hidden talents or quirky, funny things a student should know about?
I was that weird guy growing up. So I started playing football in my freshman year of high school, but I was a big bowler, big time bowler. And I rode horses growing up. So not the typical football player, but those are my hobbies growing up.
Wow, very cool, very cool. Darius Fleming is our special guest this morning. You guys will be back, and you, the students, will get to ask him some questions next.
Winter's right around the corner, and with winter comes all types of snowy activities. We got skiing and even sledding. Now, the football players here at Gillette, believe it or not, they use sleds. Now, I know you're probably envisioning Vince Wilfork going down a bunny hill in a sled. I'm envisioning that, too, because I'd love to see it. But it's not that. These are training sleds. Let's check in with Professor Fritz as he gives us the 411 on the football training sled.
How They Do That is brought to you by the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon's education program, dedicated to promoting STEM education.
let the dogs out.
All right, let's get this sled moving. Oh, hi, guys. Today we're participating in the Gillette the Gloucester Trail Sled Dog Race. That's right. And on the way, we're going to be learning how football players use sleds to condition themselves
in body, mind, and motion.
All right, let's get this show on the road. Here we go. Can I get a hot chocolate? It's cold. Football sleds are the cornerstone of a solid lines training regimen. They teach linemen to drive, extend their legs and arms, and react to hits from the other line. The sleds help build strength, quickness, agility, and position knowledge, developing skills that can take to the field, like coming in and out of their stance and how to get off a block while reacting to a ball carrier. There are many kinds of sleds. Some you push and some you pull. We've all seen the pushing kind on football practice fields everywhere. What makes sleds effective in training athletes? Resistance! Mom, I don't want to eat the Brussels sprouts. Well, that's one kind of resistance. Resistance can be scientifically defined as a force operating opposite the direction of motion. As Newton's third law states, a force is a push or pull that acts upon an object as a result of its interaction with another object. If you're going to be interacting with your opponent's offensive lineman, you better sled up, or you'll be forced to the ground and looking at clouds rather than running backs. Let the force be with you. Hoo-ah! Hoo-ah! There's nobody even close! Welcome to Rhode Island! Wait a minute, we're going the wrong way! Pull, stop, pull! The pulling kind, or weighted sled, have taken off in popularity over the past few years. They look like a hybrid of a football training sled and a pallet at a warehouse. One of the most important distinctions between sled exercises and most other types of resistance work is that with a sled, there is no eccentric or negative part of the movement. There are three distinct phases in the movement of muscles and tendons. Isometric, no movement, concentric, contracting, and eccentric, extracting. All three of these stages in muscle movements have an effect on muscle tissue and tendons. Tendons are what attach the muscle to the bone. For example, in a biceps curl, the action of lowering the dumbbell back down from the lift is the eccentric phase of that exercise. As long as the dumbbell is lowered slowly rather than letting it drop, the bicep muscle is in a state of contraction to control the rate of descent of the dumbbell. Eccentric motion is tough on muscles. Since sled training only has a concentric movement, it's a great way to work your muscles without beating them up too much. We made it! You know, the dogs resisted at first, but I promised them some Lobster Gloucester dog treats if we made it. Oh, you guys are great, and so is the sled. You know, just like NFL linemen, it's hard to get to the finish line. That's Super Bowl. Yeah. Without doing some sledding and training with resistance. With any big goal in life, you're going to be sure to meet resistance. But keep on keeping on. I'm Professor Fritz, and that's how we do that. I'll take that hot chocolate now.
Coming up on Totally Patriots, the bigger the hit, the better. But what's it like when your friend is on the other side of the ball?
If one of your good friends is a running back, it's kind of weird when you're trying to tackle him at this level.
Don't move. Totally Patriots will be right back.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam, celebrating 75 years of service to institutions worldwide. By Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare. Count us in. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Hey, Pats fans, it's your friend, Coach Harold Nash again, to show you some other circuit training with getting totally fit. We'll start now. We'll start with some step back lunges. Hands on the hips, good firm core, stepping down, letting the knee just tap the floor. The number of reps you should do is 20 to 40 reps. Now, the next exercise, 30 second jumps, high as I can, touching the floor. I want to really see extension through the ankle, the knees, and the hips. Get high, don't cheat yourself. We're going 30 seconds. This one's tough. Get high as I can. And it's continuous for 30 seconds. That's the second exercise in that circuit. The next exercise is a side push-up touch. What I'll do is I'll come in a push-up position. I'll step to the side, do a push-up. Step to the side, push-up. Probably about 20 to 40, depending on how well I do push-ups. Then once I'm finished that, Then what I'll do is I'll turn around. Let's go to a hip swivel. Let's get the side obliques this time. Palms on the floor, tuck the chin in, roll the scapula off the floor, tap the floor with the knee, the outer knee. Probably want to get about 20 to 50 total reps. Make sure we count them off. Stay firm, don't lose technique. Remember, we'll do about 3 circuits. If we're just starting out, we'll go through that probably 6 times. Once you get to 6, you're getting totally fit.
Welcome back to Totally Patriots. Good morning. We are here in the hall at Patriot Place. We have Darius Fleming in the hot seat, linebacker, and the students from Norfolk Aggie. You guys get to ask some questions. Go ahead, stand up.
What's something you regret not doing in high school?
I guess I'd have been more active. Like I would have participated in more sports. I was too focused on football. Not that it didn't work out, but I definitely, you know, missed opportunities to interact with other people because I was so focused on, you know, football and not participating in other sports and other activities.
And you said growing up, you rode horses?
Correct.
Was this something you did for fun? Did you do it competitively?
I did. So I rodeoed. I barreled. I relayed.
Wow.
I was like I said, I was that weird kid. So, you know, my aunt always owned horses, and then she would just pick me up on the weekends, and she pretty much taught me everything about horses, and I took it from there and started to compete.
Wow. Could you get into a rodeo today and do it still?
I don't know if I would. That would be smart, but I think I could do a little bit.
Not during the season.
Exactly,
definitely don't do it during the season.
What do you do to mentally prepare for a big game?
You kind of got to ease your mind when, you know, you got a big game coming up. So the biggest thing for me is just to prepare, you know, study. The more you know your opponent and the more you know about them, and it'll kind of ease your mind because, you know, anytime you have a big game, you're going to get nervous. You know, your mind's going to be everywhere. So you kind of want to ease that. So I just try to prepare a little bit more than usual.
What's it like when you're playing against people you know, friends in the biz?
I would say it's cool because you know everything about them, but at the same time, it is kind of weird, you know, because depending on what position they play, if one of your good friends is a running back, it's kind of weird when you're trying to tackle them at this level, you know, so
right.
It's fun, though.
What was the first big thing you bought when you got signed?
I bought a car. I bought a Camaro coming out of college. I got drafted by San Francisco. I went straight to the dealership, got a SS Camaro, and pretty much changed everything about it. And I don't even have that car anymore, so, yeah, that was my first big purchase.
Is that, like, your guilty pleasure? Like, say you had, you know, all the money in the world, would you go for cars? What would you get?
Probably. I'm a big car guy, but, I mean, I only own one now, but I definitely love them. So, that and shoes.
Oh, and shoes?
Yeah, I'm a kind of a girl when it comes to shoes.
Like, shoes or, like, sneakers or?
Sneakers, yeah.
How many pairs do you have, and what's the most expensive one?
I probably have about 50.
Wow.
50 pairs. I don't spend a lot of money, but I have one pair of Louis Vuittons that cost like $900, but
wow.
I mean, never again. I don't do that. That's my advice. Don't spend that much money on shoes.
Problem with that is you take them out and they get scuffed up like a little bit and
exactly.
You're mad,
then you're
right
mad
off
at the world.
Darius Fleming is our special guest, you guys. You can look for him on the field. You can look for him in the rodeo, possibly. You never know. Nice job, man. Good luck. Have fun out there.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to Totally Patriots. One of the best game day foods is chili, right? I love doing that. You make a pot during the game. Well, in Cincinnati, chili is extremely popular. Dates back to 1922 there. It's actually called Cincinnati chili. It's their own little concoction, little different. I'll let you be the judge. Have a look. Tell me if you would eat this. It's time for the Gridiron Grub.
Gridiron Grub is brought to you by Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare. Count us in.
Favorite football lovers, I'm back in the kitchen with my boy Chef Mike. It's week 5. We're taking on Cincinnati. Chef Mike, what are we going to make in the parking lot to beat the Bengals?
So Cincinnati is known for Cincinnati style chili, which is regular chili basically, but it's spiced up with different spices such as allspice and clove and cinnamon, and some people even put a little chocolate in there.
A little chocolate.
Yeah, sounds
Hello,
a little funky,
Cincinnati.
Right?
Yeah.
And the other thing that makes it different is they serve it over pasta, which also not traditional.
That sounds a little weird, Chef.
You know,
I'm not
it's an adventurous dish,
okay.
So it's not your typical chili.
Yeah.
But so we got some pasta right here. Would you like to put some down in the bowl for me? That'd be great.
This
yeah.
is so weird.
Yeah, it's angel hair pasta.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Really nice. Yeah, give it a little twist.
A little more.
Yeah, a little bit more. A little bit more.
Is that good?
Cool. That's great. Right. So I'm gonna put a little bit of these spices in here. Now a lot of people have their own chili recipe, which you know that's great. You can just add the spices to your own chili recipe, or okay. if you want to make it really easy. Just buy a can of already made chili and add spices to it.
That sounds pretty simple. I think we can do that.
I think we could do that. So I got the spices in there. Mix it around a little bit. I'm just going to top it off right on this pasta right here. And like so. And then finish it.
Absolutely.
Cheddar
let's,
cheese.
Let's finish it with
I
cheese.
I know you love cheese.
I do love cheese.
You love that cheese. And even if you wanted to add a little something crunchy on the top, oyster crackers.
Yeah, you know, great I promised you I would never lie to you, and this... This looks a little weird to me.
You gotta be adventurous.
I'm gonna be honest.
Gotta be adventurous.
All right.
Give it a shot.
It's go time?
It's go time.
All right. This is for you in Cincinnati.
And?
If I'm being honest, again, I say Cincinnati, you keep the chili. Pats, we'll take the win.
Logan Ryan is in his second year here as a cornerback. We've seen what he can do on the defense. Now it's time to get him out of his element a little bit, see what he can do in Tilted.
Favorite fast food restaurant? Probably have to be Chick-fil-A, actually, no brainer. I get the spicy chicken sandwich. I don't know if it's number 4 or number 5, and then I get the 10-piece nuggets every time. And then, depending if I worked out that day or not, I would get a milkshake. Well, the milkshake, you know, I'm a cookies and cream guy, so it's either going to be cookies and cream or just standard vanilla. Definitely whipped cream and a cherry on top. If I could have any superpower, it would probably be to become invisible, because I feel like you can get a lot of things done when people aren't looking. One Christmas, I asked my parents for a pig, and I thought I was going to get like a potbelly pig like from Hey Arnold. But they ended up bringing me a guinea pig, which I never even knew what it was. It was named Oreo. It didn't do anything, really.
Boring.
I had to pick up poop all day, so that was probably my most interesting pet. I wouldn't say I have one, you know, guilty pleasure TV show. I'm not gonna lie, every Super Bowl, my girlfriend somehow finds a way to get the, you know, to get the puppy bowl on there during the day when we're waiting for the Super Bowl to start. I think I would say I'm probably one of the best ping pong players on the team. I might throw on a headband and some, you know, wristbands to make sure sweat don't get down my palm. You know, I'll get into it, whatever it takes to win.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots. Pursuing performance excellence for 75 years. By Ace Ticket, the official travel partner of the Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. Totally Patriots is brought to you by Bose Pump Up Playlist. Ever wonder what your favorite Patriots players listen to? Make sure you check out Patriots.com this season for new Bose Pump Up playlists.
Man, Romeo, let's talk about that TD pass from my boy Jimmy G.
Guacamole.
I know. So I did my Pats chat with him. Good luck charm to say.
Must have been you.
I think so, too. So tough loss, obviously. However, we're all about the positivity here. There were some good highlights.
There were definitely some good plays. Brandon LaFell, 100-plus yards and first touchdown as a Patriot.
Mm-hmm.
Looking really good out there. And this weekend, a big primetime game. We're back home. Hometown turf, baby.
I know. We're home, and I hate to be a little wild and crazy, but that's what I am. So I need you to be wild. I need you to be crazy. If you're in Gillette this weekend, let's be loud. We got to keep the boys' spirits up, you know?
Make a lot of noise, like you do.
Exactly.
Perfect. Bengals right now, 3-0, undefeated. Ashley, when they go home, it's going to be 3-1.
That's what I like.
That'll do it for Ashley and I here at the stadium. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
See you next week.